Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome back to the Daily Tip episode of Empower Your Voice, Unlocking Your Podcasting Potential. And today's tip is, do you know how to fail? I have an interesting story to tell you. I had the opportunity last night to speak with my 10-year-old grandson, and he plays chess. Dad taught him, and he's been taking lessons to become a better chess player. But yesterday at the library, that's where he's taking his chess lessons from, his instructor approached him and said, I'm going to teach you some winning strategies so you can start winning at chess. And my grandson said, oh, I don't care whether I win or lose. I just enjoy playing the game, which led his teacher to be a bit dumbfounded. However, ladies and gentlemen, when his dad was around 10 and 11, he did not like to play competitive sports because he didn't really care whether he won or lost the game. He was just out there to have some fun. Fun. Remember that? Remember when your parents used to tell you to go out and play in the traffic? And that was their idea of saying, get out of the house. We don't expect you to see you back until about dinner time. And that's when I'll scream my guts out, calling your name, your full name, Benjamin David Caldwell, full name. So you come home and have dinner, wash up, do your homework, take a bath, go to bed. The usual routine. And that sent me to thinking. So I wanted to give you a daily tip or two today about failure. As the old saying used to be, it doesn't matter how you, whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. And podcasting, like everything else, is a game in today's society. Everybody and their mother are now podcasting. The problem is that these same people who are now podcasting have been lured into it, are tempted into it because they see dollar signs in front of their eyes, or they see become a star on YouTube or TikTok or the Clubhouse or on Twitter or on Facebook, because you'll get instant stardom and have millions and zillions of people following you. Well, folks, that's not quite true. At our station, Passionate World Talk Radio, the saying goes, it's the content, stupid. And if the content isn't good, it doesn't matter. But what's really important is, winning, and I quote and unquote the word winning, isn't everything. It's a part of it, but it shouldn't be dominating your thoughts. Get your star on the Hollywood cement block or have zillions of people following you. My idea of putting out a good podcast is having one or two or three people actually stay tuned and listen throughout the whole enchilada and learn something from it and then put it away in a safe place so when they need it the next time a crisis comes a calling, they have it immediately for them to use. Not how many people are looking at you. Not how many subscribers you have subscribing to you, not how much money people are paying you, but having your small ripple from a podcast make a difference. In fact, PWTRN, Passionate World Talk Radio Network, Educate, Enlighten, Entertain, will be offering a training class on how to fail. Because take it from me, folks, if you don't learn how to fail and handle it gracefully or in terms of mental health, you're in big trouble. You don't always win. Life gets complicated. And as a friend used to say, life's a bitch and then it has puppies. So you have to make up your mind how you're going to deal with failure. Because not everybody becomes BMOC, big man on campus. I look at podcasting as a team sport. You're usually three or four other people who are right there helping you get you where you need to be. And certainly if you don't know how to edit, if you don't know how to use the software or an app or how to stream, or you have trouble following directions or instructions to get your podcast on numerous platforms and directories, then you're going to need more people to help you accomplish that. So don't think you can do it on your own, because it doesn't work that way. Even when your audience comes in, A, they see you come in once a week. Guess what? They enjoy listening to you. So they'll show up every week to listen to you and be very disappointed when all of a sudden you throw yourself into a hole in the backyard and have somebody cover you up with leaves or grass. So think about that. Other courses being held that will help you is Empowering Your Voice, Unlocking Your Podcast Potential, training on learning to become a podcaster. What's the biggest difference between my podcasting class and the rest of the herd? My training is interactive, which means that not only do you have the privilege to invest in yourself so you become an excellent podcaster, but you also have to go through the action and implement everything you just learned previously 3 or 4 minutes ago into what you're doing now. So you get practice, you get hands-on training, you get coaching. Everything is all wrapped up, but the key word is interactive. Criticism, advice, how to improve yourself. And yes, you are going to fail 1 or 2 or 3 times. I've been doing this for over 19 years. When I started out, no one listened to me. 19 years later, I'm in the millions. But it was hard work. And if you think podcasting is an easy way to earn money, think again. It's not, because there are all other concerns added on to it. So my tip for the day is, if you decide, or when you decide to become a host, remember this: homework, practice, practice, practice. And that's all for today. On April 19th, Vicki Esther Chang, the entrepreneur who came up with the idea of a series of books called The Golden Nuggets, and the one she wrote and I co-author with her, Lillian S. Caldwell, is called The Golden Nuggets, Digital Strategies for Digital Technology. Go look us up on Amazon.com, Vicki, V-I-K-I, Esther Chang. Find the book, click on it, buy the book on Amazon. It comes with a workbook, so you'll still get a workout with the workbook. And join us next time when we do the free masterclass all over again, because we're introducing something a little bit new to help you learn a little bit easier, so it doesn't sound so confusing or distressing or make you anxious, because that's not the idea. And in addition, PWTRN is now offering transcripts of our programs. So inquire. PassionateWorldTalkRadio.com. Text 484-364-1032. Email PWRNetworkLLC@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening, and tune in tomorrow. Thank you.